proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. As we read in Psalm 91, the author of that chapter relied upon God as his deliverer as well as his refuge. He exhorted his readers to do likewise, telling them, quote, "Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence," unquote. A fowler was an individual who hunted birds. Fowlers set snares for their quarry, hoping to entrap them. While doing so, he seeks to conceal his traps from these birds. As Solomon observed in the first chapter of Proverbs, quote, "Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird," unquote. A fowler was one who laid bait for the purpose of enticing his prey to enter into his traps. He would place an item in his snares designed to attract his quarry. Birds would succumb to that temptation. In doing so, they would ensnare themselves and ensure their doom. If Moses was indeed the author of Psalm 91, the reference to the snare of the fowler might have alluded to the Moabites. Having failed to get Balaam, the Mesopotamian prophet, to curse the Israelites, the king of Moab, a man by the name of Balak, adopted a different strategy to defeat his enemies. The opening verse of Numbers 25 related how the Israelites had, quote, "began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab," unquote. As a result, quote, "Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor," unquote, a Moabite idol. The bait, illicit sexual intercourse, led to spiritual adultery. The writer of Psalm 91 declared that God would deliver his people from the noisome pestilence. The Hebrew word hava, translated as noisome, referred to anything which brought about widespread destruction in its wake. Hava could allude to calamities, as in Job 6, to slander, as in Psalm 38, or to wickedness in general, as in Psalm 52. The Jewish people were quite familiar about the effects of pestilence and similar plagues upon society. Pestilence constituted one of the 10 judgments which God sent upon the Egyptians, as noted in the 9th chapter of the book of Exodus. According to Psalm 78, quote, "He made a way to his anger. He spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence," unquote. The Jewish people also suffered from pestilence at various times. During the reign of King David, for instance, God sent a pestilence upon Israel which destroyed 70,000 men. Moreover, God declared to the Jews of Amos's day, in the 4th chapter of that prophetic book, that, quote, "I have sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt," unquote. All of the nations of the earth will experience pestilence in the last days. In Matthew 24, Jesus Christ exclaimed how, quote, "there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places," unquote. Nevertheless, God promised to protect his people from both ensnarement by evildoers and from the devastation wrought by pandemic diseases. As he declared in Malachi chapter 4, quote, "Unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings," unquote. Thus Psalm 91 offered those who fled to God for refuge, protection. Protection from illness, protection from dearth. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.